cotton farmers that we were involved with and blah, blah, blah. And we ended up with this music festival called the Festival de la Desert in the sand dunes in Timbuktu. It's amazing. My old man used to say to me, "Where are you going? You're Timbuktu." The furthest place on earth kind of thing. And so we're in this music festival and this Tuareg. And there's an amazing band on the stage, Tinawirin. If anyone hasn't heard them, Tinawirin.
Yeah, they played in Dublin many times, yeah.
Blues band, just unbelievable. I sang with them on that occasion. I had the privilege to, in very bad French, as happens. And we were just, revelers at this desert festival. But there was tension there. We could really feel it. And there were rocket launchers at the edge of the festival site. And we're thinking, that's not very rock, that's not very love and peace, is it? And within a few weeks, Mali had been overpowered by these Islamist extremists. And they had overturned the library in Timbuktu and these sacred manuscripts. And the inn, small hotel that we were staying, was now the head of Islamic Justice. And musicians were having their hands cut off in the same hotel that we slept in and ate in and breakfast in. And you just realize they hate music, they hate women, and they hate all the things that we love. And this is an illness that's in the world now, and we just can't give in to it, and try to be sympathetic to the people who are fallen prey to this illness. And of course, we should love our enemies and all of that, and because they are victims too. But we can't have them decide how we live.
Bono, you have sat down with world leaders. You've sat down with a lot of people that you don't agree with on any level at all in order to try and, if you like, the end justifies the means, that you have to talk to people you don't necessarily like to get what it is you know is right to get. When you're talking about what you've just talked about there, did you ever sit down with any Islamist extremists in terms of Islamic State supporters in any way at all and try to reason or try to understand? Or have you met anybody of that ilk, if you like?
I have met people of the ilk, but I haven't sat down and tried to reason with them in any organized way. I think my intellectual curiosity would of course lead me there, but it's already preposterous, the situations I find myself in. So I haven't is the truth, but I really do. I had a beautiful moment in Tel Aviv where we had Palestinian people and Israeli people. I had of artists and writers and filmmakers, and musicians, where we had this completely private under the wire talk a couple of years back, just to try and understand. I'm always trying to understand the situations that affect, you know, the world that we are in. I mean, that is all artists trying to figure out, you know, what are the forces that shape the world? That's what artists do, you know? It's like and so I have been in rooms with people who have views that, of course, don't subscribe to, but the kind of ones that will, you know, slaughter people on YouTube, I haven't sat with them.
Right.
No.
Okay, well then, where does it leave you finally then in terms of just the U2 side of things? As I say, it's small potatoes compared to what actually is going on where you are at the moment. Where, incidentally, by the way, were you last night when you heard? What part of Paris were you in?
We were in the venue. We're evacuated from Bercy.
And the venue is not that far from the Eagles of Death Metal venue, is it?
So, yeah, well, there was stuff going on all over the city, so there was a bit of... I mean, our security, Brian Murphy, and all the people, they locked it down pretty quickly. And we got our team, our crew, out of there safely, came through the back door of the hotel, was, you know, everyone congregated and watched the TV like everybody else, disbelief as to what was happening. And no, we're all safe. We're really, and there was lots of people in. HBO people were in. This was going.
Yeah.
This is our big. This is the biggest show of the year in terms of our
yeah.
presence in the US. Was going out on the BBC in a month.
It goes live to America tonight, the gig, and it goes out on BBC and RT, by the way, at the end of this month. Yeah.
It did. Mm. It was. So there's lots of guests, lots of people in Paris had come to see you too. Lots of Irish people had come to see us. And I think, 2 hours we're on the phone just checking in with guests just to make sure they were okay and could we help them get back to their hotels and all that. But look, everything's good. Right. Just wanted you to know, want our Irish audience to know that we're very excited about coming home. Wow, are we excited about coming home, especially after this. It's been a year away. Nearly a year away. It's been an extraordinary year of all kinds of tragedy and ups and downs, and yet this is if you and I know people who don't, but if you've had even a corner of interest in our band, this is it. Yeah. This is us at our. This is what we've always wanted to be, and we can't wait to take it home.
Okay, well then I'm going to let you go, Bono, but just one last thing about the gigs. There's a couple of Belfast this week, and then the following week it's in Dublin. And is it a funny thing for you in some ways, almost ironic? Because like, I've seen the gig a bunch of times, and I can see what for the first time ever, every single critic is saying, this is the best U2 live show ever. Would you agree?
I haven't seen one of the shows.
I walked into that.
I really haven't, and I saw a bit of it in the rehearsals that Hamish Hamilton was directing. He was rehearsing his cameras. And I saw some of it. Some of it, I went like, "Whoa!" Who's that ogre? And I went, "Oh, that's me." And then other of it, I went, "Wow, I'm in that band, and I'm glad I'm in that band." So it's always hard for me to see us on TV, but I think this is the moment where this is it.
This is it indeed. Okay, well listen, Bono, take it easy. One last thing, tonight's gig is off, and is tomorrow night's gig off?
I think I've just heard this morning now they've closed it down for 3 days of solidarity. I don't think anything's going to be open in Paris.
Right, indeed. Okay, well listen, stay safe, and thanks so much for talking to us, Bono. Thanks for giving us a ring. Good luck and take it easy, okay?
No, thanks for being on the radio. We need you there. Bye.
Okay, good luck. Take it easy. Good man, Bono. Okay, it is time to go. We're 10 minutes past the hour. Rick's programme is about to start soon, but I'm going to hand you straight over now to the newsroom, and Cathy.